It was only a short drive from NERF to the conference headquarters in downtown Santa Monica. Workmen on a cherry picker were placing letters on the large sign. So far, it said, "Abrupt Climate Ch," and beneath that, "The Catastrophe." His car was hot in the midday sun. Evans called Sarah on the car phone. "It's done. I left my phone in his office."
"Okay, I was hoping you'd call earlier. I don't think that matters anymore."
"No, why?"
"I think Kenner's already found out what he needed."
"He did?"
"Here, talk to him."
Evans thought, "She's with him?"
"Kenner speaking."
"It's Peter," he said.
"Where are you?"
"In Santa Monica."
"Go back to your apartment and pack some hiking clothes. Then wait there."
"For what?"
"Change all the clothes you are wearing now. Take nothing with you that you are wearing right now."
"Why?"
"Later." Click. The phone was dead.
Back in his apartment, he hastily packed a bag. Then he went back to the living room. While he waited, he put the DVD back in the player and waited for the menu of dates. He chose the second date on the list. On the screen, he once again saw Drake and Henley. It must have been the same day, because they were dressed in the same clothes. But now it was later. Drake had his jacket off, hung over a chair.
"I've listened to you before," Drake was saying. He sounded resentful.
"And your advice didn't work."
"Think structurally," Henley said, leaning back in his chair, staring up at the ceiling, fingertips tented.
"What the hell does that mean?" Drake said.
"Think structurally, Nicholas, in terms of how information functions, what it holds up, what holds it up."
"This is just PR bullshit."
"Nicholas," Henley said sharply, "I am trying to help you."
"Sorry."
Drake looked chastened. He hung his head a little. Watching the video, Evans thought, "Is Henley in charge here?" For a moment, it certainly appeared that way.
"Now then," Henley said, "let me explain how you are going to solve your problem. The solution is simple. You have already told me..."
There was a loud pounding on Evans's door. Evans stopped the DVD and, just to be safe, removed it from the player and slipped it into his pocket. The pounding continued, impatient, as he went to the door.
It was Sanjong.
He looked grim.
"We have to leave," he said.
"Right now,